This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A report released today from the Department of Defense Inspector General calls the decision to relocate the U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama, a reasonable one. It's disappointing to Colorado's political leaders who asked for the investigation, but the state's congressional delegation hasn't given up. They say an unreleased investigation from the Government Accountability Office will show problems with the move. Gas prices across much of the state hit record levels this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports that's changing driving habits for some.
The state's average price for a gallon of gas now costs $4.11. At a station outside of Denver, Juan Carrillo's eyes popped when he filled up the tank of his Ford F-150. The final price was close to $80.
Yeah, it does get expensive, man. I mean, there's times that I notice, I'm like, dang, I drove too much today. Like, I gotta go spend another $60 tomorrow.
He says he plans to cut back on certain types of trips to help keep costs in check, but the pain is unavoidable. Analysts expect prices to keep rising as the summer travel season arrives. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Coloradans who donate their eggs or sperm to conceive children will no longer be anonymous starting in 2025. State lawmakers approved the policy Tuesday as they work through a backlog of bills before the legislative session ends later today. Donor-conceived offspring will have access to the information once they turn 18. Clinics will also be required to share important medical history and ensure no single donor is used more than 25 families. Sponsors say ancestry tools can now lead people to unknown relatives, so it's important the state set best practices. In Denver, it's 87 degrees. This is CPR News.